请弟兄姐妹打开圣经，我们读几处的经文。
Shall we open up our Bibles and we will read several passages?
请先翻到新约以弗所书。
We'll first turn to the book of Ephesians.
新约以弗所书第一章。
New Testament, Ephesians chapter 1.
我们要从第十五节读到第十九节。
We will read verse 15 through 19.
以弗所书第一章第十五节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
For this reason I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
好，第二处我们要读希伯来书。
And secondly, we'll turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
我们从第十节读到第十二节。
We'll read verses 10 through 12.
希伯来书第八章第十节，主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民，他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
Hebrews 8:10 For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds, I will write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.And they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen, and everyone his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all will know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more.
下一处经文在加拉太书。
Next, the passage is in Galatians.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
我们要读第十五、十六两节。
We'll read verses 15 and 16.
加拉太书第一章第十五节，然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
Galatians 1:15 But when God, who has set me apart even from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood.
我们下一处请翻到约翰一书。
The next passage, let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书就是在启示录前面的几卷书。
It's several books before Revelation.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
我们要读第五节。
We'll read verse 5.
约翰一书第一章第五节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见，又报给你们的信息。
This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin.
好，我们最后一处读约翰一书同一卷书第二章。
And next, still in the same book, 1 John.
我们就读二十七、二十八两节。
Chapter 2:27-28.
约翰一书第二章二十七节：你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
我们再读第二十八节。小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
And then verse 28, Now little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
好，请我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你，你爱我们。
Lord, we thank you, you love us.
主，在我们还没出母腹的时候，你就认识了我们。
Before we came from our mother's womb, you already knew us.
你按你的恩召召了我们。
And according to your calling, you have called us.
主，你要把你自己启示在我们心里。
And you want to reveal yourself within our hearts.
主，我们为此感谢赞美你。
So for this, we thank and praise you.
主，我们实在是说，你若不怜悯，不启示给我们，我们没有人能够认识你。
And we want to say that without your mercy and your revelation, none of us can come to know you.
主，早晨我们就求你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
So we pray that this morning you would again give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主，叫蒙爱的儿女能够真知道你。
So that all of your children may come to truly know you.
能够知道你在我们身上的恩召。
And to know the great calling.
能够知道你在我们中间所要得的产业。
And to know the inheritance that you want to gain among us.
能够知道你在我们这信的人身上所显的能力。
And to know the great power among us who believe.
主，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy upon us.
开我们眼睛，叫我们看见。
Open our eyes so that we may see.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray this in your most precious name. Amen.
我们知道属灵基督徒的属灵生活是从里面出来的。
We know that the Christian life comes from within.
这是我们比较陌生也比较不熟悉的一件事。
This is something that may be unfamiliar to all of us.
上一次和弟兄姐妹提到今天我们基督徒中间一个普遍的问题。
Previously, we have spoken of a problem that is very common among Christians.
就是我们得着许多关于属灵的知识。
That is, we have much spiritual knowledge.
甚至我们也能够说上一些。
And we can even speak of it.
可是在我们生活当中却不能活出基督的荣美。
But in our daily lives, it's difficult for us to live out the beauty of Christ.
却不能够见证基督的荣耀。
And we are unable to testify of His glory.
其中一个很主要的原因，
A very important reason,
就是在我们日常生活当中缺少属灵的操练。
It's because we lack spiritual exercise.
我上一次和大家交通到在属灵操练里头那个灵的功用。
Last time I shared, in spiritual exercise, there are functions of the Spirit.
就是关乎到我们这灵里头良心的功用。
And last time we spoke about the function of the conscience within our spirit.
不知道弟兄姐妹在过去这一段日子里面有没有机会好好的操练。
I don't know in these past days whether brothers and sisters you had the opportunity to exercise that.
我们知道如果我们明白了这些属灵操练的重要。
We know that if we have come to know the importance of spiritual exercise,
我们也认识了良心的功用。
And we come to understand the function of the conscience.
但是我们却不好好的操练。
And yet we do not exercise it.
这些的知识对我们属灵生活没有一点的帮助。
Then all of that knowledge is of no help to us.
也不会对我们属灵生命的成长带来任何的益处。
And it will not bring any benefit to our spiritual growth.
近年来我们从世界各地所发生的天灾人祸。
This past year we have seen so many catastrophes.
还有各国 局势的发展
and so many uprisings among countries.
我们实在是被提醒主来的日子实在是近了
We are reminded that the Lord's return is near.
那么对我们信主的人而言我们应当如何预备好来迎接我们的主
So for all of us Christians, believers, how should we prepare for his return?
叫我们能够在主来的日子能够在基督的审判台前能够坦然无惧
So that we can come boldly before Christ's judgment seat.
我们能够到那个日子能够在主的面前不至于惭愧呢
And on that day, stand before him with no shame.
我们实在就需要在我们生活当中好好的来操练这属灵的生命。
So we truly need to have good spiritual exercise in our daily lives.
就是要操练敬虔。
We need to exercise godliness.
操练向神。
Exercise being like God.
就像刚刚我们诗歌所唱的。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
我们要能够住在基督里。
We want to abide in Christ.
能够扎根在主的里面。
We want to be rooted within Him.
好叫主的荣美能够从我们身上能够彰显出来。
So that His beauty may manifest from within us.
我们知道神的旨意乃是要把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
We know that God's will is to make us more into the image of His Son.
这也正是我们属灵操练的目的。
This is the reason for our spiritual exercise.
提摩太前书第四章告诉我们操练身体益处还少。
We know that from 1 Timothy chapter 4 that bodily exercise is of little benefit.
但是操练敬虔、操练向神，则凡事都有益处。
But to exercise godliness has benefit even into the days to come.
因为神应许我们这会有神圣生命的应许。
Because we know that in it is the promise of God.
我们操练身体，叫我们在今生暂时有一点益处。
To exercise our physical bodies, there is only temporal benefit.
但是我们来操练这属灵的生命。
But to exercise our spiritual life,
神应许我们不仅在今生能够得着那生命的益处。
God has not only promised that we would have benefit in the present time.
神应许我们这样的操练所带来的益处乃是存到永远。
But he has promised us that the benefit will last until eternity.
所以盼望我们都能够明白这属灵操练的重要和它的益处。实在是远远超过我们所能够明白的。
So we hope that we can come to know that the benefit for this spiritual exercise far surpasses what we can understand.
我们知道神赐给我们信主的人的生命是一个神圣的生命。
We know that the life that God has given us is a very holy one.
是一个与神的生命是同样性质的一个生命。
It has the same nature as God Himself.
就是神自己的生命。
That is God's life.
而这个生命它是一个属灵的生命。
We know that this life is a spiritual life.
我们知道这属灵的生命当神赐给我们乃是在我们的深处。
And when he has given us this life, it is within our depths.
它是一个属灵的。
It is spiritual.
我们知道灵是我们所看不见的。
We know that the spirit is what we cannot see.
这灵不像是我们身体其他的器官。
It is not like any of the other organs in our body.
是我们能够看得见，能够摸得着。
We cannot see it and we cannot touch it.
而这在我们深处的这个灵，属灵的生命呢，是我们所看不见的。
And the spiritual life is not what we can see with our eyes.
虽然我们看不见。
Even though it is unseen.
但是我们知道，看不见的远远比看得见的来得更加的重要。
But we know that the importance of the unseen far surpasses that what we can see.
看不见的比看得见的更加的宝贵。
The unseen is more valuable than the seen.
圣经告诉我们，因为看得见的是暂时的。
The Bible tells us because what is seen is only temporal.
而看不见的是存到永远。
The unseen will last until eternity.
因为我们的灵是我们所看不见。
Because our spirit is unseen.
但是它确实的存在。
Yet it truly exists.
乃是借着这灵的功用。
And it is through this function of the Spirit.
叫我们知道神实在是赐给我们这个属灵的生命在我们里面。
So that we can know that God has truly given us this life within us.
那我们如果要操练这个属灵的生命。
And so if we want to exercise the spiritual life.
我们看不见。
We cannot see it.
我们乃是借着这灵的功用来操练。
And so we must use the function of our spirit to exercise it.
这灵的功用在我们里面主要有三个方面。
There are three aspects to the function of the Spirit within us.
良心
There's the conscience
直觉
Intuition
和交通
And fellowship.
上一次我们提到这良心的功用乃是这灵功用里头的最基本的一样。
Last time when we shared about conscience, it was the very foundation of the spirit.
是叫我们能够从我们良心的感觉里头能够知道什么是对的。
That through the sense of our conscience, we may know what is right.
什么是神所称义的。
And we will know what God calls right.
另一方面，这个良心的功用让我们知道什么是不对的。
And also through the function of the conscience, we will know what is wrong.
什么是神所定罪的。
That what God condemns.
而当我们重生得救以后，
And after our salvation,
神把一个新的灵就赐给我们。
God has now given us a new spirit.
叫我们这个良心有一个新的标准。
That now we have a new standard within our conscience.
在我们蒙恩得救以前，
Before we were saved,
我们良心有一点点的功用。
We had a little bit of function.
但是我们良心的标准乃是我们的自己。
But our standard was ourself.
当有些人他犯罪到一个地步，他良心就抹灭。
Some people, they sin to such a point that their conscience is now seared.
他良心就失去了该有的感觉。
They lose all sense within their conscience.
他乃是以自己作为这良心功用的一个标准。
Because they themselves are their standard for their conscience.
但感谢主，神借着圣灵重生了我们。
But we thank the Lord that through the Holy Spirit we are now reborn.
给我们一个新的灵。
We have a new spirit.
给我们一个活的灵。
We have a living spirit.
并且神自己作为这灵的良心功用里头的一个新的标准。
And now God Himself, He is the standard within our conscience.
叫我们能够借着住在我们里面的圣灵，
So now through the Holy Spirit who lives within us,
圣灵借着我们良心的功用来带领我们过一个在神面前称义的生活。
And now through the Holy Spirit in the working of our conscience allows us to live a life that is righteous,
叫我们能够在神的面前讨神的喜悦。
And now we can live a life that is pleasing to Him.
今天早晨与弟兄姐妹来交通到这个良心这个灵的功用里头的第二样第二方面。
And so today I want to share with brothers and sisters the second aspect of the spirit, which is intuition.
乃是我们灵的直觉。
And that is the spirit's intuition.
直觉的功用对我们属灵生活来讲是特别的重要。
The work of the intuition in our spirit is very important.
因为我们知道良心的功用它是最基本的。
Because we know the conscience, that's very basic.
但直觉的功用乃是能够叫我们能够认识神。
But intuition allows us to know God.
我们能够明白神的心意。
So that we can understand His heart's desire.
叫我们能够在世上照着神的心意而生活。
So that we can live according to His will.
那这个直觉的功用，直觉是什么意思呢？
So what's the meaning of the function of intuition?
简单的说，这直觉的功用在我们灵的里头，就叫我们能够直接的认识我们的神。
Simply put, in our spirit, it is so that we can come to know God directly.
我们能够从灵里头真知道神。
From our spirit, we can come to truly know Him.
我们能够从我们的灵里头能够明白神的心意。
From our spirit, we can come to understand God's will.
我想早晨我们就从保罗的身上，我们来认识这直觉的功用。
So this morning, through the Apostle Paul, we'd like to come to know the function of intuition.
我们知道保罗他是一位以色列人。
We know that Paul, he was an Israelite.
他向着神也非常的火热。
He was very zealous towards God.
他甚至于在法利赛在律法师底下来学习神的律法。
And so under the teaching of the Pharisees, he came to know the law.
在他的生活当中，他也做一个没有可以指责的法利赛人。
In his daily life, he was a blameless Pharisee.
他比我们众人都热心。
He was more zealous than all of us.
他要侍奉他的神。
He wanted to serve his God.
所以他就在那里开始来逼迫信奉耶稣的人。
And so he began to persecute those who were serving Christ.
我们看见从外面来看这位原名叫扫罗的保罗，他在那里侍奉神。
And so Paul, who was originally Saul, he was serving God.
但是我们看见他所做的却是与侍奉神完全相反的一件事。
But in his service towards God, it was completely opposite.
那是因为他虽然外面的眼睛是明亮的，
Even though his eyes they were open,
但是他灵里的眼睛却是瞎的。
But the eyes of his spirit were blind.
他不认识神。
He did not know God.
他也不明白神的心意。
He did not understand God's will.
所以当他拿了文书要到大马色的路上去捉拿更多的基督徒的时候，
So when he had the warrant to go and to arrest the Christians on his way in Damascus,
突然间从天上有大光照着他。
All of a sudden a great light shone from heaven.
并且有声音对他说，扫罗扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And a voice from heaven said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
我们看见当扫罗遇到这样的事情之后，
And so we see that when Paul, when Saul, when he came upon this issue,
你发现他里面的外面的眼睛看不见。
We see that outwardly his eyes were blinded.
但是非常奇妙的，他里面的眼睛被开了。
And amazingly, the eyes of his heart were opened.
他问从天上呼召他的这一位主说。
And so he cried out to the Lord.
他说，主啊，你是谁？
He said, Lord, who are you?
这是他灵里头直觉的一个功用。
That is a function of the intuition in his spirit.
他从他的灵里头，从他的直觉功用里头，他认识了这位主。
From his spirit, from the intuition, he came to know this Lord.
而这位主乃是他所逼迫的耶稣。
And this Lord is the Lord that he was persecuting.
并且他也向主有另外一个问题。
And also he had another question towards the Lord.
他就问主说，主啊，我当做什么？
He said, Lord, what must I do?
你发现这是从他灵的直觉里头向主所产生的一个问题。
You realize that this is also a question from the intuition within his spirit towards the Lord.
当他认识了主之后,
After he came to know the Lord,
他就盼望能够明白神的心意。
He hoped to come to know God's will.
所以这是我们在直觉里头的功用的两个方面。
So here we see these two aspects of the intuition in our spirit.
一方面叫我们能够认识这位神。
On one hand, it allows us to know God.
认识我们复活的主。
To know the resurrected Lord.
另一方面，叫我们能够知道我们当做什么。
On the other hand, it allows us to know what we must do.
叫我们能够明白神的心意。
So that we can understand His will.
叫我们在地上能够照着神的心意而生活。
So that we can live according to His will on earth.
保罗对神的心意，保罗对神的自己和神的心意，能够有一个新的认识。
Now for Paul to have this new understanding of God's will.
有一个真实。 准确的认识,
to have an accurate understanding.
弟兄姐妹，主要还不在乎那天上的大光。
Now God did not really pay attention to that great light that shone from heaven.
也不在乎他外面所听见的声音。
Nor to that sound that he heard outwardly.
乃是借着圣灵在保罗的灵里头来向他开启。
But now the Holy Spirit revealed with himself within him.
是那叫人能够有智慧、有启示的灵在他里头，叫他真知道神。
So that now he can have a spirit that has wisdom and has revelation.
因着这启示的灵在他里头，借着他直觉的功用，叫他能够明白神在他身上的心意。
Now through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and through the function of the spirit of the intuition, now he can come to understand God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天我们蒙恩得救。
Brothers and sisters, today we are saved.
不是也是这样子吗？
Isn't it so for us?
不是也是因着圣灵在里头开启了我们？
Isn't it because the Holy Spirit has opened us up?
叫我们能够认识这位独一的真神。
So that we can come to know the one and true God.
叫我们能够知道主耶稣基督。
So that we can know Christ.
叫我们能够明白神在我们身上的心意。
So that we can understand God's will upon us.
乃是借着这赐人智慧和启示的灵在里头开启了我们。
Because now the spirit of wisdom and revelation has opened us up.
所以我们来看一下直觉功用里头的第一个方面，乃是叫我们能够认识神。
So we know that the first aspect of the intuition is so that we can come to know God.
叫我们能够从灵里头真知道神。
And so from our spirit we can come to truly know Him.
这个知道，这个认识是在我们灵里头的。
This knowledge, this understanding is within our spirit.
它与我们从头脑所学习来的知识。 不太相同,
it is not the same as what we understand with our mind.
或是准确地说是非常的不相同,
or more accurately, very different, completely opposite.
我们知道我们从小我们就到学校去,
we know from our youth we go to school.
我们就凭着我们天然的头脑呢，就开始学习许多的知识。
And from our natural understanding, we learn many things.
无论是语言也好，科学也好。
Whether it's language or science,
都是透过我们天然头脑，我们来吸收这些的知识。
We absorb all this through our intellect.
我们还学习了许许多多，叫我们能够在世上为人处事的这些知识。
And we have much knowledge on how to interact with other people.
也叫我们学习到一些工作的技能。
And we also have some technical skills.
但是这些知识呢，都是透过我们天然头脑所学习而来的。
But all this knowledge comes through our natural intellect.
这些知识呢，也是透过人的教导而得来的。
This knowledge is also gained through learning of other people's teaching.
那我们经过许多年的学习之后
，and after many years of school，
我们就开始运用这些的知识，在世上生活，在世上来工作。
We begin to use that knowledge so that we can work and live。
所以，当我们蒙恩了之后
，after our salvation，
虽然神借着圣灵重生了我们
，even though God has regenerated us with
His Spirit， 神把一个新的灵赐给我们
，and God has given us a new spirit。
圣灵更亲自地住在我们灵的里头。
And now the Holy Spirit Himself lives within our spirit.
但是我们有一个问题。
However, we have a problem.
因为我们对这个新的生命，这个新的属灵生命非常的陌生。
Because we're very unfamiliar with this new life.
我们对这灵的功用，我们也完全没有经验。
And we have no experience to the function of this
spirit. 当我们开始盼望能够更认识神。
And we want to come to know God more.
我们盼望能够来追求属灵。
And we hope to seek after the spiritual.
很自然的，我们就运用我们天然的头脑。
And so naturally, we use our own minds.
特别在北美这里，我们有许许多多都是高学历的弟兄姐妹们。
Especially in North America, we have many brothers and sisters who are scholars.
比如说学会计，我们不仅学了初级的会计。
For example, in accounting, not only do we know basic accounting,
我们还学中级会计、高级会计。
But also we know higher level accounting.
我们学微积分也是。微积分
，calculus as well.
我们不仅学了微积分，我们还要学高等微积分。
Not only beginning calculus, but advanced calculus.
你就发现我们的头脑啊，天然头脑都非常的。非常灵活。
We know that our minds were very active.
我们实在是学习了好多好多的知识。
We learned much knowledge.
就当今天我们信主了。
And so today, now that we are believers.
当我们要追求属灵。
And we want to seek after the spiritual.
我们很自然的就运用这个天然的头脑来读神的话语。
Naturally, we use our own minds to read God's word.
我们也读许多属灵的书籍。
And we read many spiritual books.
但是当我们啊这样子来学习这些属灵的知识之后。
But after we come to learn of this spiritual knowledge,
就像我们从前从世上学习世上的知识一样
，just like before when we had learned all the things of this world,
不论是神的话语，不论是我们听见的信息，都跑到我们头脑里头去。
Whether it's God's words or the messages we've heard, they all remain within our mind.
就我们越追求呢，我们这个天然头脑就越大。
The more we seek, the more our heads are big.
我们就发现我们知道的好多。
We realize we know so much.
我们有好多属灵的知识。
We have much spiritual knowledge.
这头越来越大。
And so our head gets big.
但是我们的属灵的脚啊，还是很小。
But our spiritual feet, they're very small.
头大脚小。
Our head is big, our feet is small.
走起路来怎么样，就常常跌倒。
And so when you begin to walk, you would fall a lot.
这是我们在基督徒属灵生活当中的一个难处。
This is a difficulty for us as Christians.
我们发现我们虽然有很多的属灵知识
We realize that even though we have much spiritual knowledge
但是我们属灵的生活却非常的软弱无力
We find that our spiritual lives are very weak
我们常常失败跌倒
We often fail and we fall
我们不能够活出神的荣耀
We cannot live out God's glory
但是因为这些的学习
And it's because through this exercise
还不过就停在我们的天然头脑里头
Oftentimes it just remains within our natural intellect
这些的学习还是透过人的教导而得来的。
A lot of these learnings is through man's teaching.
它并不是我们在灵里头通过直觉的功用而从神直接领受的。
These teachings are not received through the Spirit, through intuition directly from the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，这些属灵知识并不是不好。
It's not that the spiritual knowledge is bad.
我们感谢主借着弟兄姐妹。从各方各面来帮助我们。
We thank the Lord that brothers and sisters from all over they help us.
叫我们对主有一点的属灵的知识。
So that we can have some spiritual knowledge.
但这些的知识不够让我们能够过一个属灵的生活。
But that knowledge is not enough for us to live a spiritual life.
我们需要来操练直觉的功用。
We need to exercise the function of the intuition.
我们需要来操练属灵的生命。
We need to exercise our spiritual life.
我们需要常常祷告仰望。那赐人智慧和启示的圣灵
We need to often pray so that the spirit of wisdom and revelation
叫我们能够真知道神
May allow us to come to truly know God
也叫我们从灵里头能够明白神的心意
And from our spirit come to understand God's will
这样的认识才能够叫我们真正过一个讨神喜悦的属灵生活
That knowledge will allow us to live a life that truly pleases God
所以我们要能够真知道神
So for us to truly know God,
我们就发现我们必须要 依靠这赐人智慧和启示的圣灵。
We learn that we must rely upon the Spirit who gives wisdom and revelation.
这智慧是什么意思
？What is wisdom?
智慧和知识是不同的。
Now wisdom and knowledge is different.
神所赐给我们的真知识都是我们能够运用在我们生活当中的。
Now the true knowledge that God gives us is what we can use in our daily life.
而知识呢，能够叫我们头脑里头有一点明白。
And simple knowledge is just so that our minds can understand.
但是我们却不能运用在我们实际的生活当中。
But you cannot use it in our practical lives.
我相信在我们聚会中的每一个弟兄姐妹，你们都有一个都有十字架的知识。
Now I believe all brothers and sisters among us, you have knowledge of the cross.
我相信如果我随便找一位弟兄姐妹，你们也能够把十字架的道理可以讲出来。
If I randomly pick a brother or sister, you can tell me, explain to me the cross.
那弟兄姐妹，我们是不是在生活当中真实的运用这十字架的真理在我们的生活当中
？But brothers and sisters, are you able to use the truth of the cross within your daily life?
神所赐给我们真知识是我们能够运用的。
God has given us true knowledge so that we can use it.
叫我们能够成为一个智慧的人。
So that we can be a wise person.
能够照着神的心意而生活。
And live according to God's will.
这边讲到圣灵的另一方面的工作乃是启示的工作。
Another work of the Holy Spirit is that He reveals to us.
这个启示呢是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of revelation?
给大家一个例子好了。
I want to give everybody an example.
印象比较深刻一点。
For a deeper impression.
在我手上有一样东西。
In my hand, I'm holding something.
你们知不知道是什么东西
？Do you know what it is?
因为看不见。
You cannot see it.
因为有一个东西给遮住了。
Because something is covering it.
圣经告诉我们启示是什么意思呢
？And so when the Bible reveals or has revelation, what does that mean?
就当我把这个挡住的那个帕子拿开的时候
，It is when I take away the veil that covers it.
你们就看见了。
Now you can see it.
在我手上是什么东西
？What am I holding in my hand?
这个叫做启示。
That is revelation.
当我们灵里头的帕子被挪去了以后
，When the veil that is within our spirit, when it is taken away,
我们灵里的眼睛能够真的知道神。
Then the eyes within our spirit can truly come to know God.
同姐妹，这个真知道对我们属灵生活是何等的重要。
That true knowledge is so important in our daily lives.
因为当我们有得着这样的一个启示之后
，Because once we have gained that revelation，
当我们灵里头真实的认识了神
，Once our spirit truly knows God，
你发现我们的信心就能够稳固不动摇
，Then our faith is unshakable。
给大家举一个例子
，I want to give everyone an example。
好，就讲到我自己刚刚蒙恩的时候刚刚得救蒙恩的时候的一个例子
And it's an example from when I was just newly saved
啊，当我刚蒙恩的时候呢对神的认识是非常的有限
At that time my knowledge of God was very limited
我有就像是一个属灵的婴孩一样
I was just a spiritual infant at that time
就只能喝灵奶
I could only have spiritual milk
意思就是说呢我不太能够还不太会读圣经
Meaning, I did not know how to read the Bible.
但是那时候呢，心里头实在是渴慕认识神。
But at that time, I really desired after knowing God.
我就常常喜欢读一些属灵的书籍。
So I really like to read spiritual books.
其中有一本书呢，就是大家可能都知道的《荒漠甘泉》。
There is a book, A Table in the Wilderness, Streams in the Desert.
这《荒漠甘泉》呢，在我初信主的时候，带给我很多的帮助。
And so when I was first saved, that book brought me a lot of help.
因为它是属灵的奶。
Because it was spiritual milk.
很容易可以消化吸收。
It's easily absorbed and digestible.
有一天我读到一篇信息。
And so one day I read a message.
所以你们知道荒漠甘泉的信息都是非常的短。
And so you know the messages and streams in the desert are very short.
那篇信息不过就是大概四五行字而已。
Only four or five lines only.
但是作者呢引用了一处的经文呢是在约伯书十三章。
But the author used a passage, and that was from Job chapter 13.
那里说到，他虽杀我，我仍要信他。
It says, though he slay me, I will hope in him.
意思就是说，神虽然杀我，我还要信靠他。
Meaning, even if God slays me, I will still hope in him.
这是啊，作者他是引用那个原文翻译的这样的一个意思。
And so the author used original meaning.
当这句话我读到的时候。
And so when I read this passage,
圣灵就在我里头开启了我。
The Holy Spirit opened me up.
叫里头实在是阿们这一句的话。
And allow me to say amen to these words.
你刚蒙恩的时候，那起初的爱实在充满在心里头。
Because I was newly saved, God's love really was poured out in my heart.
我实在从我的内心深处同意这样的一句话。
And so from my depths, I was able to look at these words.
就是有一天，如果神要杀我。
And say, if one day God wants to slay me.
但是我还要信靠他。
But I will still hope in Him.
因为他是那样的爱我。
Because He loves me that much.
因为他是那样的信实。
Because he's that trustworthy.
我心里头对神有完全的信相信。
And so I had a complete trust in him.
完全的信心。
A complete faith.
就算有一天神要杀我。
Even if God one day he will slay me.
我知道这是他的美意。
I know that is his good will.
弟兄姐妹，这样的一个认识，虽然只是一点点的一个启示。
Even that though that understanding was just the beginning of a revealing, a revelation.
算是一个很小的亮光，对于认识神的事上。
It was a very small light in coming to understand and know God.
但那天的光照，那天的启示呢，就像弟兄姐妹从这帕子揭开以后所看见这样东西一样。
But that revelation, that light that day was just as if something was, that veil was taken away from this object.
今天如果你们亲眼都看见我手上这样的一个东西。
If today with your natural eyes you see the thing that I'm holding in my hand,
如果你们看见，你们点一下头。
If you see it, nod your head.
将来有一天。
If one day,
有人告诉你。
Somebody tells you.
就那某某时刻呢，在我手上呢是没有东西的。
That at this particular time in my hands there was nothing.
你们相不相信？
Would you believe it?
无论仇敌怎么说。
No matter what the enemy says.
无论别人怎么告诉你。
No matter what anyone else tells you.
无论你的思想怎么样子在那里来搅扰你。
No matter how you analyze or you're thinking about it.
姐妹，今天你所看见的是不能动摇的。
What you see is unshakable.
这就是那赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们直觉里头要叫我们看见的。
May the spirit of wisdom and revelation within our intuition allow us to see.
因着那一天从约伯记十三章的那句话能够真认识主。
And so that day in Job chapter 13 allowed me to truly know God.
在我过去跟着主的道路上所经过的风暴里头。
And so in my path of following the Lord and in all the storms.
他就保守了我的信心。
He has protected my faith.
因为那个真知道。
Because that true knowledge.
就叫我的信心能够在风暴中仍然稳固。
Allowed my faith amidst the storms to be firm.
而不被动摇。
And not be shaken.
叫我里头再也不会有怀疑。
So that I will never doubt.
这位神到底存不存在？
Whether or not this God truly exists.
这位神到底爱不爱我？
And whether or not this God loves me.
同姐妹，这是我们需要真知道神的一个很重要的原因。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important reason why we need to come to truly know God.
所以在以弗所书第一章那里告诉我们。
So while in Ephesians chapter 1 it tells us,
他说我们要祷告，求神将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
That we need to pray to have the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
叫我们能够真知道他。
To have the full and true knowledge of him.
这是神赐给新约圣徒何等大的一个恩赐。
This is such a great gift and grace that God has given us believers in the New Testament.
因为在旧约的时代。
Because in the Old Testament.
神爱他的百姓。
God did love his people.
神把他的律法赐给他们。
He gave them his law.
但神的百姓在旧约时候怎么认识他们的神呢？
But in the Old Testament, how did God's people come to know their God?
乃是借着神所立的祭司和立位人来教导他们。
It was through the teaching of the priests and the Levites.
所以他们如何能够对神有一些的认识呢？
So in their understanding of God,
乃是透过这些祭司和立位人的教导而得来的知识。
It was knowledge gained through the teaching of the priests and Levites.
他们在外面从外面来认识神。
They came to know God outwardly.
我们看见他们失败了。
And we see their failure.
那感谢主，今天神与我们立了新约。
But we thank the Lord, God has given us a new covenant.
神乃是告诉我们说，在新约的里头，从最小的到至大的，都必认识神。
And in the New Testament, he says, from the smallest to the greatest, we can all come to know God.
怎么能够有这样的事呢？
How can this be?
就连一个刚出生的 baby,
just like a newborn babe,
他都能够认识神。
That they can come to know God.
就是因为每一个因着信耶稣基督的人，
How? It's because through everybody who comes to know Jesus Christ,
他的灵都活过来了。
Everyone who believes in Him, that spirit is now
在他的灵里头有这直觉的功用。
In the spirit, there is a function of the intuition.
并且圣灵住在他灵的里头。
And the Holy Spirit lives within His spirit.
开启他。
And opens Him up.
叫他能够真认识神。
Allows Him to come to truly know God.
姐妹，这是何等大的福分。
This is such a great privilege.
所以神告诉我们，他所与我们所立的约。
And so God tells us through the covenant He's made with us,
叫每一个在基督里重生的人,
that everyone who's been born again in Christ,
从最小的到至大的, 都必认识神。
From the smallest to the greatest will come to know Him.
他说不需要人的教导。
He says we do not need man's teaching.
弟兄姐妹，我们就怀疑，那我们为什么还要来参加聚会？
And so we ask, why do we need to come to the gathering?
我们礼拜五为什么还要查经？ 和弟兄姐妹一同来读主的话语。
Why do we need Bible study and come to read God's word?
我为什么还要听别人来讲关于神的事？
Why do I need to listen to other people speak about God?
那是因为当我们还做婴孩的时候，
It's because while we are still infants,
我们刚得救了之后，
After we are first saved,
我们灵的功用还不是那么敏锐。
The function of our spirit, our intuition, is not very sensitive.
神就借着赐给教会的恩赐。
So through the gifts in the spirit, in the church,
有使徒、先知。
Through the apostles and teachers,
有教师、牧师。
Through the teachers, through the ministers,
和传福音的各样恩赐。
And the evangelists, through all these gifts,
来借着弟兄姐妹来帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters will come and help us.
一方面透过他们的见证。叫我们能够来认识，帮助我们认识神。
On one hand, their testimony will help us so that we can come to know God.
一方面，借着他们也来印证我们里头所认识的。
But on the other hand, it will confirm to us the God that we know.
好像我们能够一点一点的越来有越敏锐的直觉的功用。
So gradually, we can have a more sensitive function of our intuition.
但是最主要的，也是最重要的一个认识。
However, one of the most important and the most important understanding
乃是借着灵里头直觉的功用
is that through the function of our intuition in the Spirit
乃是直接从那赐人智慧和启示的圣灵而来的
that it will come directly from the Spirit who gives wisdom and revelation
那直觉第二方面的功用
the second aspect of intuition
乃是叫我们能够知道主啊我们当做什么
is so that we can know, Lord, what must I do?
叫我们能够照着神的心意而生活。
So that we can live according to His will.
在这里感谢主，就把那恩膏的教训赐给我们。
We thank the Lord because He has given us the teaching of the anointing.
这恩膏就是圣灵。
The anointing is the Holy Spirit.
主的恩膏住在我们里面。
The anointing lives within us.
他要在凡事上来教导我们。
And it teaches us in all things.
教导我们或向左或向右。
Whether we go left or right,
叫我们能够按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
That according to the teaching of the anointing, we can abide in Christ.
叫我们按着恩膏的教训住在主里面，叫主的生命在我们身上生亮，能够越来越成长。
So that through the teaching of the anointing and through the function of our intuition, we can grow.
弟兄姐妹，这恩膏的教训是活的。
Now we know that the teaching of the anointing is living.
是真的。
It's real.
不是假的。
It's not fake.
这恩膏的教训叫我们能够在新约时代过一个基督徒的属灵生活。
The teaching of the anointing in the New Testament will allow us to live the Christian life.
它并不是根据外面律法外面的要求。
It does not have requirements, our requirements of the law.
而是根据我们灵里面那恩膏的教训。
But according to the teaching of the anointing within our spirit.
叫我们能够住在主里面。
So that we can live in God, in Christ.
我就用一个例子。
I want to give an example.
就在马太福音第五章那里讲到登山宝训。
In Matthew chapter 5, we see the Sermon on the Mount.
我们知道弟兄姐妹读到这段圣经呢，大家都觉得非常宝贵。
We know that when we read this passage, we find it's very precious.
主耶稣在那里把天国的教训讲给了门徒听。
Because there, God has given the message from heaven.
可当我们读了以后呢，我们是很喜欢读。
We really like reading about the message of the kingdom of heaven.
但读完以后呢，我们心里面就很为难。
However, after we read it, it's very difficult.
为难的原因是什么呢？
Why is that difficult for us?
那是因为我们觉得好像这是一个律法从外面来要求我们。
Because we feel like it's an outward law that requires something of us.
举个例，主耶稣说。
For example, the Lord said.
若有人打你的右脸，你把左脸转过来给他打。
If somebody strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other cheek.
若有人要强取你的里衣，把外衣也给他。
If somebody wants to take your outer cloak, give your garment as well.
若人要强逼你走一里路， 你就跟他走二里路。
If somebody wants you to go 1 mile with them, go the second mile.
我听到不少弟兄姐妹有这样一个反应，当然读了这句话。
I have heard brothers and sisters they respond after they read this passage.
这怎么可能做得到
？They say, how can we do that?
别人若打我右脸
，If somebody strikes me on the right cheek,
那我继续让他打右脸也就算了。
If I continue to allow them to strike my right cheek and then let it go.
我不回首已经是很有忍耐了。
It's already a lot of patience that I do not strike back.
怎么右脸打完呢，还要左脸转过来让他打
？After they've struck my right cheek, why do I need to turn the other cheek?
我们觉得很为难。
We feel it's very difficult.
人家要强取我们的礼衣。
Somebody wants to take our cloak.
外衣也要给人家。
And we need to give the jacket over as well.
那我们想，那我们什么都给了，那我们还有什么？
And we think, if we've given up everything, what else do we have to give?
礼衣给了就算了。
Once we've given out the cloak, that's good enough.
外衣可能值钱一点，我还能够保留下。
If I have a jacket, I want to if it's more valuable, perhaps I want to leave it.
主说外衣也给他。
But the Lord says, give the cloak as well.
人说，强逼你走一里路。
If somebody says, walk with me 1 mile.
我本来都不想走的。
Originally, I didn't even want to go.
但人家实在是很勉强。
But because they force me.
强逼我们走一里路。
They force me to go 1 mile.
我们想走一里路，让他满意就好了。
I feel like they should be satisfied already with 1 mile.
那主说要走二里路。
But the Lord says, go the second mile.
那为什么我们读了主的话语，我们觉得很为难
？Why do we feel like it's so difficult after we read God's words?
那是因为我们的感觉，这是一个外面的律法来要求我们。
Because we feel like it's an outward law that requires something.
我们觉得我们做不到。
We feel like we can't accomplish it.
如果有一天我们实在是学习忍耐，我们做到了。
If one day through great forbearance we do it.
弟兄姐妹，我们大概也就是咬牙切齿的做到了。
Perhaps you're clenching your jaw while you're doing it.
在我们里头是不会有恩膏的。
And within you there is no anointing.
在里头圣灵是不会满意。
And the Holy Spirit is not satisfied within you.
所以在新约告诉我们，神将那恩膏的教训赐给我们。
And so in the New Testament, the Lord tells us that we have the teaching of the anointing within us.
而这恩膏在凡事上来教导我们。
And that anointing teaches us in all things.
来教导我们，叫我们知道我们所说的、我们所做的是不是合乎神的心意。
So that we will know whether the things that we say or we do, whether it really pleases God's will.
若神恩膏教训没有在里面叫你走二里路。
If the anointing within you did not tell you to go the second mile,
就算你走了三里路
，even though you've gone 3 miles,
累得要死
，and you're so tired,
那是活该。
Then too bad.
因为恩膏教训并没有叫你走。
Because the teaching of the anointing within you did not tell you to go that far.
圣经告诉我们，神恩膏的教训要在凡事上来教导我。
The Bible tells us the anointing will teach us in all things.
神要我们按着恩膏的教训。这是一个活的教训，来跟随这恩膏的教训。
So according to the teaching of the anointing, because it is living, we need to follow it.
老约翰告诉我们，这恩膏的教训是真的，不是假的。
Elderly John tells us that this anointing is true and not a lie.
因为他知道我们基督徒常常都是软弱的。
Because he knows that as Christians, often we are weak.
我们对属灵的事情常常都是很迟钝。
That we are often very dull to spiritual things.
恩膏教训在里头一直在那里感动我们。
The teaching of the anointing often moves us.
但是我们常常都没感觉。
But oftentimes we have no sense.
我们又常常是不顺服的。
And we do not obey.
所以我们就没有办法能够在凡事上都来接受恩膏的教训和带领。
So it's difficult for us to follow the teaching of the anointing in all things.
恩膏的教训是真的，不是假的。
Now the teaching of the anointing is true and not a lie.
我记得我在工作的经历当中。
I remember in my work.
恩膏的教训在我里头曾经带领过我。
That the teaching of the anointing has led me before.
这活的恩膏的教训，它会带领我离开一家公司。
The living teaching of the anointing, it led me away from a company.
当我们来到主面前来求问的时候。
And so that when I came before the Lord and sought after him.
恩膏的教训就会告诉我们离开吧，离开吧。
The teaching of the anointing did confirm within me to leave.
你们监台神器皿的祭司不要沾染不洁。
Don't touch the unclean. Because you are clean, do not touch the unclean things.
恩膏教训也会在神所安排的心意里头。
That through the teaching of the anointing in God's plan,
他会告诉我 去这家公司工作。
He will tell me to go to this one company to work.
当我们顺服的时候
，and when we submit，
我们就经历恩膏的教训。
Then we have experienced the teaching of the anointing.
虽然进公司没多久，公司就破产倒闭。
And even though after I entered into the company and it went bankrupt.
但是恩膏教训在我们里头，叫我们知道这是神的心意。
The teaching of the anointing allowed us to know that this was God's will.
叫我们能够真知道神。
So that we can come to truly know God.
在那七年的当中，能够真正的认识我们的神是何等一位信实的神。
And so in that experience, we can come to know that He is a true and faithful God.
这是我们正常基督徒所应该有的属灵生活。
This is the Christian life that we ought to have.
乃是圣灵在我们里头来开启我们。
That the Holy Spirit, He will reveal to us.
来叫我们认识我们的神。
So that we can come to know our God.
也在凡事上借着恩膏的教训来带领我们。
And in all things through the teaching of the anointing, He will lead us.
让我们能够照着神的心意过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
And through God's will, we can live a life that pleases Him.
感谢赞美主，主把这宝贵的恩膏的教训赐给我们。
We thank and praise God that He has given us the teaching of the anointing.
我们更要常常祷告求主将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
And pray often that the spirit of wisdom and revelation will come to us.
让我们在生活当中借着圣灵能够更认识我们的神。
That through our daily lives in the spirit we can come to know our God.
也叫我们在生活当中能够顺服恩膏的教训，在凡事上来讨神的喜悦。
And in our daily lives and in church we can come to please Him through the teaching of the anointing.
所以我们要好好的操练这灵里头直觉的功用。
So we need to exercise the function of our spirit that is our intuition.
因为我们灵里面的功用如果不操练，
Because if you do not exercise the function of the spirit,
它就越来越迟钝。
It will become more and more dull.
反过来，如果我们越操练，
In other words, if you exercise it more,
灵的功用就越来越敏锐。
The function of the spirit will become more sensitive.
叫我们能够更认识神。
So that we can come to know God more.
也叫我们能够更遵行神的旨意。
And that we can hold fast to God's command.
有弟兄告诉我们在深海里面有一种的鱼。
We know a brother has told us there is a particular fish in the ocean.
因为在深海啊是没有什么光的。
We know that in the deepest parts of the ocean there is very little light.
这种鱼虽然它有眼睛。
That even though this fish it has eyes,
它的眼睛因为在深海的黑暗里头，长时间都不需要用。
But because even though it has eyes and there's not much light, it does not need to use it very much.
所以这种鱼的眼睛呢，它就不能够看见。
And so even though so with these eyes, that fish it cannot see.
它就失去了那眼睛应该有的功用。
It loses the function of the eyes.
今天神把灵的直觉功用也赐给了我们。
Today God has given us the function of the spirit to us.
如果我们不好好的操练。
If we do not exercise it,
如果我们不在生活当中来顺服恩膏的教训
，In our daily lives, if we do not submit to the teaching of the anointing,
慢慢的就失去它应该有的功用。
Gradually, we will lose the function of that spirit.
这也难怪我们在生活当中，我们说我们听不见圣灵的声音。
And then no wonder we say we cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们不明白圣灵恩膏的教训。
And we do not understand the teaching of the anointing.
所以我们要好好的操练。
So we need to exercise.
叫这灵的功用能够敏锐。
So that the function of the spirit can be sensitive.
那我们应该如何的来操练这直觉的功用呢？
Now how should we exercise the use of the spirit?
我们必须要在神的光中。
We must be in God's light.
神就是光。
God is light.
神的生命里头就有这个光。
In His life, there is this light.
这个光，神赐给了我们。
And God has given us this light.
因为这个光就在他的生命里头。
Because this light is in His life.
神已经赐给了我们。
And He has given it to us.
这光就把我们里面的黑暗给显明出来。
This light will shine in the darkness that is within us.
所以我们原本是一个悖逆、顶撞神的罪人。
Originally, we were rebellious and sinful.
我们活在黑暗里头。
We lived in darkness.
我们看不见神，也不认识神。
We could not see God and did not know God.
当有一天圣灵把这个光赐给了我们。
But one day the Holy Spirit gave us this light.
我们的黑暗就被除去。
And it took out the darkness within us.
我们就在神的光中，虽然就一点点，但是我们就认识了神。
And so even though we only have a small amount of light, yet we come to know God.
因为神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
Because God is light and in Him there is no darkness.
而这个生命的光乃是从我们的里面照出来的。
And this light of life lives out from within us.
这生命的光在我们里头，就是要显明我们里面的黑暗。
And it reveals the darkness that is within us.
因为这光照出来的时候，我们就知道我们里面是有黑暗。
Now, once this light shines, we come to know that we have darkness within us.
我们只有在神的光中，才能够真正的认识神。
And in His light, we can come to truly know God.
在神的光中，我们才能够看见这位荣耀的神。
And in his light, we can come to see our glorious Lord.
也就在神的光中，我们才能够明白神在我们身上的心意。
And in his light, then we can come to understand his will for us.
所以我们知道这个生命的光在我们身上是何等的重要。
So we know the light of life is so important within us.
我们如果在地上要过一个属灵的生活，
If we want to live a spiritual life on earth,
我们就不能离开这个光。
We cannot leave this light.
我们就必须要活在这个光的里头，才能够来与神相交。
We must commune and have fellowship with God in this light.
加太书第一章告诉我们，
In 1 John it tells us,
他说神乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
That God is willing to reveal His Son in within us.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有一个蒙恩的人有任何的理由和借口说我有理由不认识我的神。
Not one of us we can have an excuse to say that I do not know this God.
说啊，别人有启示，别人认识，是因为神怜悯了他们。
That others have revelation because God has had mercy on them.
我对神不认识。
That I do not know God.
我不明白神的心意。
That I do not understand His will.
是因为神不怜悯我。
It's because God has not had mercy on me.
用你为主的话告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, God's word
神用他的恩招招了我们。
That God has called us with His grace.
神乐意将他儿子启示在我们里面。
And He is willing to reveal His Son within us.
叫我们真知道他。
So that we can truly know Him.
也神把我们能够认识他一切的恩典都预备好了。
And in Christ, He has prepared all grace for us.
神给我们有灵的功用。
He has given us the function of the Spirit.
神的圣灵亲自住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lives Himself, He lives within us.
主也为我们预备了他儿子耶稣基督的宝血。
And He has also prepared the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们在活在光中啊，很快有三个方面和弟兄姐妹很快的交通。
And so in, with living in this light, we have three points we'll share quickly.
第一就是我们要认罪悔改。
First, we need to repent.
因为如果我们犯罪，
Because if we have sinned,
我们里头就有黑暗。
Then there is darkness within us.
我们从前在黑暗里。
Previously, we were in darkness.
就是因为我们的罪。
Because of our sin.
现在我们蒙恩得救。
But now that we have been saved,
神儿子的血洗净我们天良一切的亏欠。
And the Son of God, His blood has cleansed us from all unrighteousness.
主的宝血把我们一切的罪恶过犯都洗净了。
The Lord's precious blood has cleansed us from all iniquities.
把我们带到神的光中。
And has brought us into God's light.
让我们认识神。
So that we can come to know God.
可是当我们蒙恩得救之后，
However, after we are saved,
如果我们偶尔为过犯所胜，
Occasionally, if we allow sin to overtake us,
我们犯罪，
and we sin,
在我们里头就有黑暗了。
Then there is darkness within us.
所以一个在罪恶里的人，
So a person that is in sin,
除非你在神的面前靠着主的宝血再一次得蒙洁净，
Unless you come before God and ask for His cleansing through His blood,
神说他是信实是公义的。
He says He is faithful and He is righteous.
我们若认我们的罪，
If we confess our sins,
我们若真实的认我们的罪，
If we truly confess,
神儿子的血必洗净我们一切的罪。
His blood will cleanse us from all unrighteousness,
叫我们能够回到神的光中，
so that we can return to His light.
但如果我们不认我们的罪呢？
However, if we do not confess our sin,
我们就仍然住在黑暗里。
Then we will continue to live in darkness.
在黑暗里我们就不能够蒙光照。
And in darkness, you will not be enlightened.
在黑暗里我们就不能够认识神。
In darkness, you cannot come to know God.
在黑暗里我们就不能够明白神的心意。
In darkness, you cannot come to understand God's
will. 因为我们如果要过一个属灵的生活，
And so if you want to live a spiritual life,
在神面前认罪悔改是何等的重要。
Then to confess and repent is extremely important.
因为什么时候在我们里面有罪，
Because anytime there is sin within you,
什么时候我们里面就有了黑暗，
Then you have darkness.
我们就不能认识神。
And you cannot come to know God.
我们也不能够明白神的心意。
And you cannot understand God's will.
另外讲到说要悔改。
Now when we speak of repentance,
我很快的说一下，在哥林多后书告诉我们。
Very quickly in 2 Corinthians it tells us.
他说我们的心几时归向主，什么几时我们的帕子就除去。
That anytime our heart is turned towards the Lord, the veil in our hearts is taken away.
当帕子除去，我们就能够敞着脸，能够看见我们的主。
Now once the veil is taken away, we can see the glory of our Lord.
所以悔改是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to repent?
悔改不是在那里懊悔我们自己。
It doesn't mean that you just simply repent and are ashamed of yourself.
说怎么又犯罪了？
Now why have I sinned again?
不是，悔改乃是要转向主。
No, to repent means to turn back to the Lord.
当我们转向主的时候，
When you return to the Lord,
我们帕子就除去，
The veil is taken away.
我们就敞着脸能够看见主的荣光。
And with unveiled face, you can see the glory of the Lord.
我们就 荣上加荣。
And then you can go from glory to glory.
如同从主的灵变成的一样。
Just as from the Lord the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们基督徒属灵生活最基本的事情。
This is a very basic thing in our Christian life.
我们应该每一天都在主的面前有一个认罪悔改的生活。
So daily we need to live a life that is, that confesses and repents from our sin.
第二方面。
Secondly,
还是要清心。
We need to be pure in heart.
马太福音第五章告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 5 it tells us.
说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
That the pure in heart shall see God.
就是当一个人他的心向的主是单纯单一的。
That when a person is pure in heart towards God and single-minded towards Him.
当我们的心向着神是完全的。
And when your heart towards Him is complete.
我们就必能够看见神。
Then you shall see God.
我们知道当主耶稣从死里复活的时候。
We know that when our Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
在七日的第一日。
On the first day of the week.
那抹大拉的玛利亚就到主的坟墓要来看。
Mary Magdalene went to the tomb to look.
她看见那坟墓的大石头被挪开了。
And after she saw that the great stone had been rolled away.
她赶快跑去告诉主耶稣的两个门徒。
She quickly ran to two of the disciples of the Lord.
一个是彼得。
One was Peter.
另外一个是主所爱的门徒，应该是约翰。
And the other was the one that was beloved of the Lord, it should be John.
当他们就跑到坟墓那里看。
And so they ran to the tomb.
他们看见主耶稣的身体实在是不见了。
And they saw indeed the body of the Lord was not there.
他们就觉得玛利亚所说的呢，他们就相信了。
And so they believed what Mary said.
结果很稀奇的，这两个门徒呢就做了一件事。
And amazingly, these two disciples they did something.
圣经告诉我们，他们就回去自己的住处。
The Bible tells us that they left and returned back to where they were living.
可是这位抹大拉的玛利亚。
But for Mary Magdalene,
她不一样。
She was different.
她没有别的地方可以去。
She didn't have anywhere else to go.
对玛利亚而言，主耶稣是她的全部。
Because to Mary, the Lord was her all.
当主耶稣不在了。
When the Lord was not there.
这位玛利亚她不知道她应该怎么生活。
Mary did not know how she was going to continue.
因为她的心里头只有主。
Because in her heart, she only had the Lord.
她向着主的心是那样的单纯。
Her heart was pure towards the Lord.
是那样的完全。
It was complete.
别的人可以回到他们自己的住处。
Other people could return back to where they were.
但是玛利亚仍然守在那个空坟墓那里。
But Mary stayed at that empty tomb.
她在那里，她的心只有她的主。
In her heart, she only had her Lord.
向着主的心是那样的清，那样的完全。
Her heart was perfect and was pure before the Lord.
就连到个地步，两位穿白衣的天使向她显现了。
To a point where two angels dressed in white appeared to her.
那姐妹，如果今天早晨两位天使在我们这边显现的话。
Brothers and sisters, if two angels dressed in white appear to us today,
我想我们的眼睛、我们的心啊，都被吸引过去了。
Our eyes and our hearts would be attracted over.
但是两位天使向玛利亚显现。
Now, when these two angels appear to Mary,
玛利亚一点也不惊慌。
Mary was not surprised.
她心里面只想了一件事。
In her heart, there was only one thing.
我的主到哪里去
？Where is my Lord?
我的主的身体到哪里去
？Where is the body of my Lord?
虽然她对主的认识是那样的浅薄
，Even though her understanding of the Lord was shallow，
虽然主耶稣多次对门徒讲说他死了要复活
，And the Lord has spoken to his disciples many times that after he died he would resurrect。
玛利亚可能不知道，可能忘记，可能不明白。
Mary perhaps did not understand or forget。
我们也常常都是这样的愚昧。
Oftentimes we are foolish like that。
但是玛利亚心只有一件事。
But in Mary's heart, there was one thing.
她就是要主耶稣。
She wanted the Lord Jesus.
没有了主，她就不知道怎么生活。
Without the Lord, she did not know how to go on.
在这样的一颗像单纯要主的一颗心。
She had such a pure and simple heart before the Lord.
主不得不向她显现。
The Lord could not help but to reveal Himself to her.
这是为什么主耶稣复活之后。第一个向这位玛利亚显现。
That is why after his resurrection, he first appeared to Mary.
因为他向着主的心是那样的单纯。
Because her heart towards the Lord was that pure.
是那样的完全。
Was that complete.
所以主就向他显现。
And so the Lord revealed himself to her.
第三方面。
Thirdly.
讲到我们如何能够活在神的光中。
This is how we need to continue to live in His light.
我们要学习顺服。
We must learn to obey.
我们要顺服神在我们里头的光照。
We must obey the enlightening of His Spirit within us.
我们要顺服 恩膏的教训在我们里面的教导。
We must obey the teaching of the anointing within us.
有些时候，恩膏的教训在里头是很微小的声音来提醒我们。
Sometimes the teaching of the anointing is a very small voice reminding us.
它不像那吼叫的狮子。
He's not like a roaring lion.
很多时候我们怕，如果圣灵像吼叫狮子给我们吼两下，我们就听见就明白就顺服了。
Oftentimes we wish that the Lord was like a roaring lion. He roars twice and then we'll listen and obey.
但圣灵在我们里头乃是像温柔的鸽子一样。
But the voice of the Lord within us is as gentle as a dove.
它乃是用那微小的声音来提醒我们。
He uses a still small voice to remind us.
来带领我们。
To lead us.
有些时候我们发了脾气。
Sometimes after we have a temper.
我们可能跟我们妻子有一些的问题。
If we have problems with our spouse.
我们说了我不该说的话。
We say things that we should not say.
甚至做了不该做的事。
And even do things we should not do.
恩膏在里头会教训我们。
The teaching of the anointing will teach us.
它用微小的声音来提醒我们。
Will remind us with a still small voice.
我们做错了。
You've done wrong.
我们说的不对。
You said something wrong.
亏欠了主的荣耀。
That you have fallen short of His glory.
当圣灵恩膏这样提醒我们。
And so when the anointing of the Holy Spirit reminds us.
我们当然知道，我们到神的面前就要认罪悔改。
We know that we must come confess and repent before the Lord.
但是恩膏还提醒我们。
Now when the anointing also reminds us.
你要向你所得罪的配偶要向他认错。
That you need to confess and repent before your spouse.
你要向你所得罪的弟兄姐妹要认错。
And you need to repent before your brothers and sisters.
我们说，哎呀。太为难了。
We say, Lord, it's too difficult.
我们在那里跟主在那里讲理由。
And so we try to give an excuse to the Lord.
我们说没关系，弟兄姐妹他们可能不会计较的。
We say, Lord, it doesn't matter. Brothers and sisters, they probably don't take that into account.
但是恩膏教训在里头，在那里感动我们。
But when the anointing, when it moves us.
如果我们在小的提醒上面，如果我们不顺服的话。
If we do not obey in small things.
那我们就不能在大的事情上面。来察觉，来顺服恩膏的教训。
Then we cannot seek out and obey the greater things in the teaching of the anointing.
所以我们要顺服那小的事情上面，小的提醒上面来顺服恩膏的教训。
So we need to obey in the small things in the reminder of the anointing.
当神光照我们的时候
，When the Lord enlightens us,
我们也是在这样的光照要顺服。
In these small things, we need to obey.
当我们越顺服的话
，The more you obey,
就越蒙光照。
The more light you will receive.
当我们越顺服的话。
The more you obey,
你就越接近我们的神。
The closer you will be to our Lord.
这光就越来越强。
This light will shine brighter.
就显明我们身上里面更多的黑暗和更多不讨神喜悦的事情。
And it will reveal more darkness and more things that displease the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们要顺服恩膏的教训。
Brothers and sisters, we need to submit to the teaching of the anointing.
我最近听到有一位弟兄的一个见证。
Recently, I heard a testimony from a brother.
他说他跟妻子之间啊有一点难处。
He said that he had some difficulty with his wife.
就是他呢回到家里之后。
And that is after he returned home.
他妻子就不高兴。
His wife was unhappy.
就向他发脾气。
And had a temper against him.
照着过去他们的经验。
And according to their past experience.
弟兄不知道妻子为什么生气。
The brother, the husband, did not know why his wife was angry.
经验告诉他，如果他试着要去。了解的话
And so past experience told him if he tried to understand
他所说的话呢只会让妻子更加不高兴
All the things that he would say would only cause his wife to be more angry
他不管他怎么样尝试着来安慰他的妻子
No matter how he tried to comfort his wife
好像只会叫他妻子更加的生气
It only allowed his wife to become more angry
所以我们的刚蒙恩的弟兄呢就决定说他就离开
And so
暂时离开那个战场
Our brother who was newly believed in the Lord, he decided that he was going to leave the battlefield.
就根据他的经验，因为他不知道说什么做什么。
According to his experiences, because he did not know what to do or what to say.
离开家以后呢，不知道去哪里。
And so after he left home, he did not know where to go.
他就上自己的车上，坐在车上。
So he sat in his car.
他就把那个收音机打开。
Turned on the radio.
就恰巧呢，听见收音机呢，正好在讲一段话。
And interestingly, at that time, there was something that was spoken on the radio.
就有人正在讲那个诗篇四十六篇。
That somebody was speaking about Psalm 46.
说到神是我们的避难所。
That God is our refuge.
是我们的力量。
And strength.
是我们随患难中随时的帮助。
A very present help in trouble.
弟兄告诉我们啊，这收音机里头啊。这个话呢，就是神是我们患难中随时的帮助，讲了三次。
And that this voice that in the radio said a very present help in trouble said it three times.
突然间，弟兄明白了。
And all of a sudden, our brother understood.
这是恩膏的教训。
That was the teaching of the anointing.
他明白了说，既然神是我患难中随时的帮助。
He understood that if God is a very present help in trouble,
那我还怕什么?
Then what am I afraid of?
就不用怕了。
I don't have anything to be afraid of.
神是我的帮助。
God is my help.
虽然家里面妻子在发脾气。
Even though my wife is angry.
是个患难。
And it's trouble.
但神说他是我的帮助。
But God says he's my help.
弟兄就说那就不用怕了。
So the brother said, I don't have anything to be afraid of.
他就顺服这小小的恩膏的教训。
And so he was obedient to this very small teaching of the anointing.
就回到家里头去。
And so he returned home.
就勇敢面对那在发脾气的妻。
And very courageously he stood in front of his wife who was still angry.
弟兄说他不记得他有说什么或做什么。
The brother said he did not remember what he said or did.
当他回到家里头。
But when he went home,
生气的妻子就不生气了。
His angry wife was now no longer angry.
他不知道是为什么。
He does not know why.
弟兄姐妹，这就是恩膏的教训。
Brothers and sisters, this is the teaching of the anointing.
在我们生活当中，恩膏的教训在凡事上来教导我。
In our life, the teaching of the anointing will teach us in all things.
只要我们顺服。
As long as we obey.
我们能够认识神。
Then we can come to know God.
只要我们顺服。
As long as we obey.
我们就能够经历神。
Then we can experience God.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们盼望我们需要常常在主的面前来向神祷告。
We hope that we can pray before Him often.
求那有丰盛慈爱和怜悯的神，常常将赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我。
So that we can pray to our God of all mercies that He will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真知道他。
So that we can truly know Him.
并且借着圣灵的光照。
And through the revealing of the Holy Spirit.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
Reveal and open up the eyes of our hearts.
叫我们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
So that we would know the great hope of his calling.
也叫我们知道他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等的丰盛的荣耀。
That we may know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并且知道他向着我们这些信他的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
So that we can know the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe.
这能力在基督的身上。叫我们的主从死里复活。
Because this great power allowed our Lord Jesus to resurrect from the dead.
今天这同样的能力也要在我们身上，叫我们从死里复活。
The same power in us will allow the dead to come back to life.
叫我们在地上的生活一举一动都有那新生的样式。
So in every movement, every breath in our lives, we would have that newness of life.
弟兄姐妹，主回来的日子实在是近了。
Brothers and sisters, the day of the return of our Lord is near.
愿我们都能够殷勤地在主的面前来操练属灵的生活。
That together diligently we would exercise our spiritual life.
来操练这直觉的功用。
That we can exercise the function of our intuition.
叫我们能够真认识神。
So that we can come to truly know Him.
叫我们能够更认识神。
So that we can come to know Him more.
叫我们能够在凡事上也顺服恩膏的教训
in,
住在主里面
and in all things that we could obey the teaching of the anointing and abide in him
这样他若显现我们就可以坦然无惧
and so that when he appears we can come boldly before him
当主再来的时候我们在他面前也不至于惭愧
so that when the Lord returns we would not be ashamed
那我们一起祷告
shall we pray
我们感谢你，你的话语是那样的宝贵。
Lord, we thank you because your words are so precious.
但是主，我们人是那样的软弱，那样的有限。
But Lord, we are so weak and we are very limited.
我们仍要仰望，求你将那赐人智慧和启示的灵多多的赏给我。
We look to you that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
开启我们心里的眼睛。
Open up the eyes of our hearts.
除去我们心里的黑暗。
Take out all the darkness within our hearts.
主把我们带回到你的光中。
To bring us back within your light.
主叫我们能够活在你的面光面前。
So that we can live in the light before you.
主啊，也靠着你的宝血洗净我们一切的亏欠。
And according to your precious blood, please cleanse us of all iniquities.
主叫我们真实的能够活在你的光里。
So that we could truly live in your light.
主叫你真是能够借着恩膏的教训，在凡事上来带领我。
And through the teaching of the anointing that you would lead us in all things.
主我们何等需要你。
Lord, we need you.
主你知道我们的软弱。
Lord, you know our weakness.
主求你再来怜悯儿女。
Please have mercy upon your children.
主更多的把你启示在我们心里。
reveal more of yourself in our hearts.
更多的在生活中来教导我。
And teach us more and more in our daily lives.
好叫你生命能够在我们身上越发的长大。
So that your life would grow and mature within us.
叫我们蒙恩的人都能够长成满有基督长成的身量。
So all of us saved by grace that we would have more of your stature within us.
主不单是为着我们。
Not just for ourselves.
主更是为着你的荣耀的旨意。
And it is for your glorious will.
主愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer. In your most precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.